Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. And that is such a great truth that whatever we face, God is with us. He has promised that He would never leave us nor forsake us. And as I begin to make this broadcast today, my heart is very heavy because I just got off the phone a few moments ago with a UCM partner who lost everything, just lost her home in one of the recent catastrophes that have occurred. And my heart has been heavy, not just in this individual situation for UCM partners that may be affected, who, although our list is not terribly large, yet it extends across the country. And I have been so burdened, as I trust you have been, and I hope in much prayer for those that have been so affected in recent months and weeks with the tragedies, the hurricanes, the catastrophes that have occurred. And beloved, we have to, and if you have been personally affected or may have had family and loved ones affected, while we may not understand everything, we do know that God is in control of our lives. If we have accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior, and God is a good God. God always had a remnant. I've been reading Jeremiah recently, and the grief of the prophet, he repeatedly tried to warn and exhort God's people to come back to worship the true and the living God, and how his heart was broken. He was called the weeping prophet. And beloved, while on these broadcasts, I don't make references to things that are occurring. Why? Because these broadcasts are made weeks in advance so as to make sure the station and in terms of my own schedule to avoid last-minute interruptions, that is in hand. But know, beloved, that we pray every day. I pray every day in my personal prayer time. The staff and I meet weekly to pray for the needs of the UCM partners as well as international and national concerns. And of course, where we attend church locally, we are part of a small but very anointed prayer group. And so, beloved, just know that my concern and how can I describe it? I mean, we actually feel the pain. That's, you know, the scriptures say, bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. And God, over the decades and through the things I've gone through personally, I can relate to those who are in pain and need comfort from God and sometimes feel that God is so far away. But just, beloved, when I may offer or give you an invitation to write and share your prayer needs, know that you'll be writing and sharing your needs with someone who really cares because, beloved, we're in this together, and I know the Lord's return is imminent. There are so many things that are coming together, and yet we still have time. And in one respect, it doesn't matter what position is in terms of pre-trib, mid-trib, post-trib. We are to be occupied with the things of the Lord and with these terrible things that are occurring in our own nation. It's the tragedy has not just come to the shores, it's come to the very heart of our nation. And beloved, as I prayed on Sunday, I said, Lord, our nation is sick. We need healing desperately. We need revival. And so, beloved, just know that this ministry truly cares, and that I just want you to be praying personally. If you've ever been faithful and consistent in prayer, now is certainly a time to do it. And just know that I love you, and we are praying for our nation. We're praying for the partners. We're praying for international concerns. We're praying for Israel. We're praying for Native Americans. Over 40 years ago, Billy Graham stated that the sleeping giant is going to arise. They were the first nations, the first people. And so our vision and our heart is for the lost and for God's people to come together. So let's just join our hearts in prayer. I'm taking this time on a broadcast just to let you know that even though I may not reference things as I'm speaking, it's simply because the broadcasts are made weeks in advance. And so just know that I'm very much aware of what is going on in the world. I listen not only to the daily news, the main line, but also the real information that you get on YouTube. So let's join our hearts in prayer. Father, we thank you for the privilege we have of coming together. Lord, I thank you for those national prayer gatherings that have been completed in Washington, D.C. I thank you, Lord, for the prayer groups all over this nation. I thank you, Lord, for the hearts of your people. Lord, I know from the letters that come in, many partners are so concerned and burdened. They say, you know, pray for the president, pray for America, pray for the various situations that we are facing. And so, Father, we come to you with an expectation that you're going to show yourself strong. Lord, I'll never forget a scripture you gave me before I was saved, even, and it so resonated in my spirit, even though I didn't understand spiritual things or had no intention of serving God. In the time of trouble, he will hide thee in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle will he hide me. He will set me up upon a rock. And beloved, regardless of where we live, regardless of what our circumstances may be, God, for those who fear the Lord and have a desire to seek him and to follow his will and to be in his plan for their lives, nothing happens by accident, and there's no better place to be than in the center of God's perfect will. And God may have you in places where there are catastrophes. Why? Because he needs a strong and a powerful Christian witness, because in the times we're living, beloved, Jesus is the only answer. So Father, in the name of Jesus, we extend our prayers, our heartfelt love and compassion for those who have gone through so many devastating circumstances. Lord, we're asking that your Spirit would draw people to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Anoint your people, Lord. Anoint your people that they will have a word to speak, a word of comfort, a word of help, a word of hope in these desperate and perilous times in which we are living. And Lord, those who have gone through great loss, Lord, in many areas of the country, we thank you, God, that you are our provider. You will provide for their immediate needs, the needs of their loved ones, their family, their material, natural needs, financial needs. But Lord, that you will turn things about and use them for your glory and for your purposes. Father, we can rest in comfort, rest in assurance that you have a great inheritance laid up for those who trust you. Father, we know in the eons of eternity, Lord, I don't know how much we'll remember of the days in which we're now living, but we do know, Lord, that you are preparing a people and you're coming to live with us, to share your goodness with us, and everything will be restored, including this earth as it was at the beginning. And so, Father, we thank you for ministering to your people right now. Thank you, Lord, for hope. Thank you for faith in the mighty name of Jesus. And I praise you and thank you for it. Amen and amen. Well, as I thought about what I could bring in terms of the word of the Lord that would help us in the hours in which we are living, it would be the power of praise. Now, when we're going through crisis and disaster, catastrophe, personal crisis and pain, one of the last things our natural man wants to do is praise God. But God has called us to prepare our hearts for him. He's called us, you and I, into relationships so that he may move and walk in our midst, in our local churches, in our congregations, in our hearts, so that we can experience and know his powerful presence. And it is nothing but praise. He inhabits the praises of his people. That praise, which is the ultimate expression of faith, beloved, that his presence can be manifested in us and around us and in our circumstances. Beloved, you and I have been called to walk in the light of his great victories. Even in the desperate hours and times in which we are living, You know, we've been comfortable in this nation for so long. We've been blessed with prosperity, but it is also true that just as ancient Israel, we've turned our backs on gods nationally. We have a former president that said we're no longer a Christian nation. Well, beloved, there are many Christians that would greatly object to that, and God is moving to save many, many Christians. I understand in Iran, that church is growing by 20% a year. It takes persecution. Sometimes it takes what appears to be the very judgments of God, as he did against ancient Israel, to bring God's people back to him. And so I want to share the importance of praising God. It's time for us, you and I, to begin to march before the very armies of God in praise and worship, even as the worshipers and the priests were praising God before the armies of Jehoshaphat. I really truly believe that we are going to hear the praises of God in this hour in which we're living, lifted up to the Lord as we've never known or experienced before. Psalm 150:1 declares, "Praise the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary, praise him in his mighty heavens. The Lord is on his throne and the heavens are filled with his glory, beloved. He's calling us to come into his courts. He wants worshipers. He wants praisers. He wants those who will worship him, the Father, in spirit and truth. He wants those who will dance and sing and come before him to rejoice and give praise. Some will clap their hands. Other will bow down before him in humility as they recognize his awesome presence. Praise God. Beloved, we're living in a tremendous time, and it is praise is that garment of praise will cover us, and we will know because faith will arise in our hearts. And beloved, no matter how dark it gets, no matter how bad it gets, no matter what you personally face, there is no greater thing that we can do than to worship God and praise him for his faithfulness to us. Amen and amen. Well, if there are specific trials and troubles you're going through right now, I want to extend, as I always do, an invitation to write, share your prayer request through email, through the postal service, and I'll personally pray for you and send back what the Lord has for you to hear. One of the greatest loves I have is the ministry of prayer and correspondence. I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577. Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.